it's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. A little bit later on, we'll talk with Caldwell County girls basketball head coach Melissa Thomas. The Lady Tigers have a scrimmage this Saturday down at Crittenden County starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we'll talk all things Caldwell County Lady Tiger basketball with Coach Thomas a little bit later on. But we're going to hit the ground running this morning. We've got Larry Vaught, longtime Kentucky sports writer, on the line with us this morning. And Larry, good morning. Welcome back to the Sideline Report.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, the Kentucky Wildcat basketball team coming off a disappointing loss to Michigan State the other night. I guess the big question right out of the gate is, what's wrong with the Cats?
Well, I wished I knew, because apparently the coach doesn't know. So it looks like it's hard for any of the rest of us to know when he doesn't know. But there's a lot of things wrong with them. A team that was supposed to be built on defense can't play defense, and the team that was built on defense looks like it when it's playing on the offensive end, because there's not a lot of great shooting, not a lot of cutting, too much standing around. There's just an overall lack of intensity and enthusiasm, it seems to me. And Mark Pope seemed lost during the game and after the game both Tuesday, which I think is probably the most concerning thing, because when you feel like the coach doesn't have any answers, that's a problem.
But this is still the same team that beat Purdue in the exhibition game earlier, and it appears to me at least that this team has more overall talent than last year's team did.
I think last year's team, that the overall team was better than the sum of the individual pieces. I think this year's team is far worse than the sum of the individual pieces, but that's the problem. I think they're all playing, or a lot of them, are playing more of an individual type game than they are a team game. And again, as you said, they did beat Purdue, but the team that beat Purdue is not the same team that's played against Louisville and Michigan State. I mean, they are just not playing like they did when they beat Purdue in that exhibition game. And what has changed, I don't know exactly. A lot of rumor and speculation that Mark Pope started by saying something happened before the Louisville game, then has told nobody what it was, so that's let rumors just kind of run rampant. But whatever has happened or didn't happen, the bottom line on the court is they're just not playing very, very well right now.
Yeah, team chemistry is always the big thing, and sometimes that's something that even as a coach you search for a big portion of the season.
Yeah, I mean, right now you're right. They have no team chemistry. It's pretty discombobulated with what's going on out there. There's way too much dribbling and standing and not enough cuts and everything, which are part of Mark Pope's offense. They're not passing the ball great. Sometimes you look at assists and you say, well, look, they only had 13 assists against Michigan State. Well, when you don't make shots, it's hard to get assists too. So sometimes that could be a little bit misleading, but they just don't seem to be as sharp as what you thought. The point guard, Jalen Lowe, is out, and I don't really think he's probably going to be back this season. He's dislocated that shoulder. He did it in June the first time, and it popped back in pretty easy then, but then did it again in October, did it again in November, and I think that's just too many cases right there too close together that he's going to have to go ahead and get that taken care of. And then with him not back, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. Denzel Aberdeen was okay for a little bit of point guard, but he's not a true point guard. Jasper Johnson has never been a true point guard. Colin Chandler's never been a true point guard. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, a good point guard is worth his weight in gold, though, because, you know, we all like those big guys, but when it comes down to it, basketball is still a guard game.
Yes, exactly right. And that's why they thought it was so important when they got Jalen Lowe, that he was going to solidify that position for him, much like they anticipated Lamont Butler doing last year. And they both go down with separated shoulders and injury, which I don't remember a Kentucky point guard ever having before, or at least not to this extent. So it certainly is, It derailed them some last year, but Lamont was able to play through parts of it at times. But I just don't know that Jalen's going to be able to. But again, there's no real – they felt they had another point guard in Caden Lewis, if you remember. They signed him. Then after the transfer portal guys started coming in, he decided, no, I'm not going to stay here. And he went to Villanova. It would really be nice to have him on that roster right now.
Oh, no doubt. One thing that kind of concerned me, and not to try to place blame on any one player or any one situation, but when I heard that the NBA guys had told Owe that he needed to shoot more threes, you know, to me, he's a slasher. He's a get-the-ball-to-the-basket kind of guy. Yeah, he can make threes, but he's not really somebody I want to see out there just shooting threes all night.
Yeah, and he's he hadn't been as bad the last game about taking threes, but he certainly has not been the player that he was last year. I mean, it's just his intensity just doesn't seem to be what it was, and he's not driving to the basket and getting the loose balls and doing all the things that made him so good last year. But he's not the only one. I mean, against Michigan State at halftime, Mo Diabate had zero rebounds and four three-point shots.
And oh, wow.
He's not a three-point shooter any more than I am. I mean, he makes Ortega look like a really good three-point shooter. So, I mean, he just doesn't need to be out there doing that. But nobody seems to be really – or not, I shouldn't say no, but a lot of guys don't seem to be understanding their roles and doing what you would think they should be doing. I mean, Brandon Garrison has been a huge disappointment after what we heard all summer about the progress he was supposedly going to make in his second year. And, I mean, he's clearly, to me, Malachi Moreno is the best center option they've got on the court, on the team right now. And they're going to have to start playing him more and Garrison less, I think.
Yeah, one thing that everybody kind of figured out last year, I thought, was what role they had on the team. And we all knew the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, if there was a big offensive possession, that Owe was going to have the ball in his hands. This year, it just seems like there's maybe a lot of guys that think they're the guy. And we haven't really figured out yet who needs to be on the court when and who needs to have the ball when.
Yeah, and again, I hope that's something they're going to be able to get figured out. But like I say, when you listen to Mark Pope after the game Tuesday night, it sure didn't sound like a coach who had some things in mind and thought he could get things straightened out. When he says he has no answer and he doesn't know and all like that, it's very, very concerning. So we'll see.
Well, does that mean it's panic time then for UK basketball fans, or should we just relax and try to give them a chance to work through it?
Maybe not panic time, but certainly worry time. I mean, when you – it's not just like they just lost games. They were down by over 20 points against Louisville and Michigan State both, and that's very concerning this early in the season that you are – that far behind good teams, one on the road, one at a neutral site, and you've got four really strong non-conference games left before you get to SEC play when you have Indiana, North Carolina, Gonzaga, and St. John. So I think it's time to worry, and the fact that Rick Pitino came out, felt like he needed to say something really good about Mark Pope yesterday to kind of, I guess, ease the Big Blue fans. That tells me that Pitino knows the panic is getting ready to set in here, and he wants to try to help. But I don't know if there's anything that could really help until maybe they play North Carolina. They come out and win that game and play a lot better. But, yeah, then I think you could, okay, think maybe they got things figured out. It's going to go. But if they lose that game to North Carolina and Rupp Arena, then I think it will definitely be panic time.
Yeah, sometimes, though, as UK fans, I think we overreact a little bit. I remember, was it the lady that called into the Joby Hall coaches show one time and said she hadn't given up on the season yet and they were 20-1? So, but sometimes it's tough to know. I think there was so much enthusiasm going into the season, and then that win over Purdue kind of even elevated that the losses were just a huge come down for UK fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the way that Kentucky played against Purdue is not the way they've been playing the last couple of weeks. I mean, I just don't know what has happened. It's just bizarre to think that this team that looks so good and you thought got along so well together and everything all summer long, when I was around or anybody that was around them talked about how everything was so good with this team's chemistry and all, and then now it just looks horrible. So I don't know that we'll ever know what happened, but whatever it is, Mark Pope better find a way to get it fixed.
Yeah, it kind of feels like the Mark Pope honeymoon is over. We all had feel-good moments last season, and we're glad to get to that Sweet 16, but it looks like UK fans are back to being UK fans, and everybody wants to try to make a run at that Final Four again this season, so Coach Pope kind of has his work cut out for him.
Yeah, I mean, he knows that. I mean, he talked that when he got the job. If the team didn't play well, he wanted to be criticized. Well, he's going to get his wish without any doubt right now, because they're certainly going to get criticized. That's not going to stop, and they deserve it at this point. They just have not played well at all. When you don't play well, you deserve to be criticized, and Pope himself was even basically criticizing the team after the way that they had played. So again, they got a couple of what should be feel good games coming up, so maybe that'll help. But the way they got manhandled in both those games is just really, really concerning, because what was supposed to be the team's strengths didn't show up in either one of those games.
We are talking this morning with longtime Kentucky sports writer Larry Vaught. You can read Vaught's views over at yoursportsedge.com. Larry, let's switch gears a little bit here and talk a little football, because talk about turning a season around. The Kentucky Wildcat football team has done that, and it looked like we'd never win an SEC game again. Now we've got two in a row and going for three straight Saturday down at Vanderbilt.
Well, they've actually got three in a row and going for four straight.
Yeah. Yeah, overall. And so, have a chance now to get to a bowl game with a win in one of the last two games.
Yeah, would that be something? It would be. I mean, it just would be incredible for what this team has done so early in the season. The fact that they're able to do that and do that would be one of the best comeback stories, I think, in UK sports for quite a while. And I think they'll have a hard time with Andy, because Diego Pavia is such an exceptional player. I mean, he's the kind of guy that if he's not playing against your team, you really have to enjoy watching him, because he's so creative and innovative back there. I don't think he will just shred the Kentucky defense, even though the injuries to the Kentucky defense certainly will probably play a factor in this game. But if Kentucky can just avoid giving away points, they can't have any pick six or fumble at the 8-yard line or muff a punt or something like that to make Vandy just have some easy points. And if Cutter Bowley can just keep delivering the ball at an almost 70% accuracy rate, I think Kentucky will score. And I think going into the fourth quarter, Kentucky will be in position where they'll have a chance to win the game. Then I think it'll come down to they have somebody on defense or somebody on offense that can step up and make the kind of big plays you need to be able to win a game like that.
I think Cutter Bowley is just having fun out there right now, and I think that rubbed off on his teammates.
Well, I think when you got a guy that can complete passes, it makes everybody feel better about what's going on. It's still kind of baffling to me that it, going into the season, that why some folks that make a lot more money than me didn't seem to think that Cutter was the best quarterback, because it sure looked that way to me just from watching what little I got to see. And he has played that way, and now you also have a guy like Kendrick Law who's kind of established himself as that number one receiver, which they really needed. They needed somebody that, even when people knew what was coming, he could still go get the ball, and he's the guy that's doing that right now, and that's helped them a lot. So, but they and Seth McGowan has been good all season for them, so hopefully this Vanderbilt defense won't be overpowering against them or anything, and they can put enough points on the board to give the defense a chance to make the plays, because early in the season you felt like if the other team got the 10 points, the game was over. Now the defense has held, what, three of the last four teams to just one touchdown or less, and I think that's something you can really build on. But I think there'll be a big crowd of Kentucky fans in Nashville, which I didn't maybe think a month ago that would be the case, and that could help. But more than anything, I think you just have to avoid turnovers, and then hopefully they can maybe get a big play or a stop or two on defense, and they can win maybe a 27-21 game, something like that.
Yeah, I think a lot of us had actually written off the season for UK football back when they were 2-5. Now they're 5-5, and like we say, just one win away from going to a bowl game again. And It's just amazing the turnaround. And to me, the most impressive thing about all of this for Coach Mark Stoops, you know, his guys never quit on him. They could have given up at 2-5, but they kept fighting, and now they've gotten, you know, three straight wins out of it.
Yeah, they sure have. And I mean, it's been fun. Been fun to watch it. And the one thing about the team this year, even when they weren't winning games, I never thought there was a case that they weren't playing hard. Where last year, I thought there was a lot of games, especially late in the season, that they just didn't play hard. They just kind of gave up. But now, I think this year, even early in the season when they weren't winning, you never felt like they weren't giving a good effort. Maybe the execution wasn't there, or maybe the right quarterback wasn't on the field or whatever. And now these guys are continuing to play with that effort. I think they've got a lot of confidence right now. They believe in Cutter Bowling. And it's an entirely new vibe over there right now. And if they somehow manage to get this win, then I think they would have then a great chance to go to Louisville and get a win. And all of a sudden, the team that you thought was just done could be looking at 7-5, which I know is still a long shot to happen, because winning at Vandy is not going to be easy, because they've played really well for 2 years now. But at least to even be able to sit here and talk and think about what if that did happen, it's just incredible.
Yeah, a whole lot's gone on. The Cats have gotten back in contention for that bowl bid. And the funny thing is, we look back now at the Ole Miss game and the Texas game, and we kind of think, what if we'd gotten those games? What kind of season would it be then?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, but at least it's good. We got football to look forward to. Then, of course, you got volleyball that's just rolling along easily, the best program on campus by far. But again, the majority conversation, that's what's wrong with the Kentucky football team, or basketball team. And at this point, I'm just not sure anybody knows, including the coach.
Yeah. What is it, 9 straight SEC championships now for the volleyball team?
Nine straight.
And wow.
Over the course of his coaching career, Craig Skinner's won about 80% of his matches.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, Larry, we appreciate you coming on this morning and talking UK sports with us. We always appreciate the time.
Anytime. And what about Emma Talley officially going into the Hall of Fame? That was nice to see.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Yeah, probably overdue. And, you know, I'm waiting for the KHSAA Hall of Fame to follow suit and put her in there as well.
Hopefully that is coming. Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Okay.
Larry Vaught, longtime Kentucky sports writer. Again, you can read Larry's work over at yoursportsedge.com. I appreciate him taking time this morning to come here on the sports, the Sideline Report, talking sports with us here on WPKY this morning. We need to get to a timeout. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Great news from Caldwell Medical Associates, now offering expanded podiatry services at the Annex. Anna Murphy and Dr. Walker Estes provide comprehensive podiatric care, from wound care to specialized treatments for foot and ankle issues. Whether you're dealing with sports injuries, arthritis, or require surgical attention, they're ready to tailor treatment to your needs. Don't let foot pain hold you back. Take the first step with Caldwell Medical Associates. Pain-free living right here, close to home.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. All ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
Henry Ford once said, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. Advertising is an investment,
At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley at wkdzradio.com. That's H-R-I-L-E-Y at wkdzradio.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. I appreciate Larry Vaught coming on and talking UK sports with us this morning. Big UK football game at Vanderbilt Saturday afternoon. The basketball team in action again Friday night against Loyola Maryland. So busy time of the year for UK sports. Getting closer to the high school basketball season. The Tigers and Lady Tigers will both see scrimmage action this Saturday down at Crittenden County. The girls will start first at 10 a.m. They'll play three different opponents down there in about a three-hour time period. Caldwell's guys will then start at 1 o'clock down at Crittenden County, and they will also play three different opponents as they have the final tune-up before the regular season starts. The boys basketball team at Caldwell will open the season Monday, December 1st, at home against Murray. The Lady Tigers will open the next night on the road at Crittenden County. And we will talk with Lady Tiger basketball head coach Melissa Thomas when we come back. Stay with us as we roll on the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Whitetail Properties, land isn't just their business, it's their way of life. Their land specialists are hunters, farmers, and rural landowners committed to helping you reach your dreams.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Tri-Hughes has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-Hughes, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-Hughes.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Tis the season for the WPKY Holiday Tour. Next stop, Newsom's Old Mill Store in downtown Princeton. Thursday, November 20th, we broadcast live from 11 to noon and feature all those unique gifts, treats, and of course, the country ham, preacher ham, Miss Nancy's world-famous prosciutto, and even old-fashioned candies and soft drinks. You could even send a Newsom ham to somebody special. November 20th, 11 to noon at Newsom's in downtown Princeton with 1580 103.3. WPKY.
The West Kentucky Slate Bread Heifer Sale is Saturday, November 22nd at the Kentucky-Tennessee Livestock Market in Guthrie starting at noon. Selling your 225 spring calving heifers bred to calving ease bulls from 14 operations in Kentucky and Tennessee. Heifers have met strict guidelines for pelvic area, herd health, and nutrition, and meet the requirements for both Kentucky CAPE and Tennessee TAPE cost-share programs. Looking for spring calving replacements? Head to the West Kentucky Slate Bread Heifer Sale at the Kentucky-Tennessee Livestock Market on Russell Road in Guthrie Saturday, November 22nd starting at noon. Find more information at kyheifersale.com.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. Back to the line we go, and we've got Caldwell County Lady Tiger basketball head coach Melissa Thomas with us now. And Melissa, welcome back to the show. I appreciate you being on with us this morning.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have the big scrimmage coming up Saturday down at Crittenden County where you get to play several matches. How's the team looking as we get ready for the scrimmage?
You know, it's coming together nicely. We got our volleyball players about 3 weeks ago, so we've had some time in the gym, and it's, you know, with this coaching staff's second season, I feel like we're way closer to being game ready than we were this time last year. So that's exciting. We got our work cut out for us on Saturday. We're playing Crittenden County, one of the top teams in our region. And then we've got Allen County, Scottsville, and Paducah Tillman. So those are some, it's going to be some tough competition, but we're looking forward to just getting in the gym, playing against somebody other than ourselves and trying to figure out where we're at this point.
Is it a little unique to be scrimmaging Crittenden County and then opening the season with them, you know, in a week and a half or whatever that is now?
That is, and you typically don't want to do that, to be honest with you. But the way these scrimmages are set up, you know, it's more about us than who we're playing. We need to go get somebody different than ourselves. So we're not really worried. There won't be a scouting report for Saturday. Going into Saturday anyway, we're worried about working on the things that we need to get better at. So honestly, it really doesn't matter who we're playing.
Tell us a little bit about the team coming back, because you've got several returners from last year.
We do. You know, we lost a big class. We lost five seniors. So our numbers are a little bit down this year. But we do have a couple seniors returning, and Kadaria Thompson and Grace Watson. Those two kids have got to be leaders for us. And then also a couple juniors, junior starters, and Kamaya Teen Clark and Med Thomas. So, you know, we have a good core of returners coming back, even though we did lose quite a bit off last year's squad. It's enough for us to be excited about this year for sure.
Going into the season, though, you look at the 7th district and it's tough again, and the 2nd region's always tough. So it's kind of difficult to get in there and kind of make your way up the ladder.
It really is. I'm telling you, the quality of girls basketball in the 2nd region right now is really good. You know, you're always battling against Henderson. You know, they're always good. But then in our own district, we have Hopkins Central, who's loaded this year. And then, you know, our first game, and we're scrimmaging Crittenden, their top team in the region. Madisonville is always good because they're just these big schools. They just seem to reload. You know, and you've got Christian County that returns a couple of really nice players. So it's, our work is cut out for us to be able to compete and to get back into the regional tournament this year.
How much work did you guys get in over the summer?
We had a full summer. We got a lot of practices in through June, and then we ended our summer with a few games. We went up to Lexington to Transy for a team camp. That's so valuable to be able to play games in the summer, because that's where you work out your systems. So this is the first summer, really, that this team has been able to do that because of all the coaching changes. So that's another reason why I feel like we're in a better place right now than we have been, because we had all summer to figure out, okay, what do we need to do to be successful? What kind of system do we need to run? What kind of defenses do we need to focus on? And so, you know, I can't express enough how important that time in the summer is for girls basketball.
Yeah, so you guys are a lot farther along going into this season than you were a year ago.
Absolutely, because, you know, I was just meeting the players that came in from volleyball. It seemed like last year, right before the season started, we had to start from scratch. This year, our core team, all of the players that are returning, they already know the offense that we're running because we ran it all summer. And so now we're just tweaking a little bit, a few things. We're not having to totally incorporate something new. So it's really allowed us, honestly, to work on more individual things, rather than just trying to put all of our team concepts in here at the last minute.
Now, have you guys had a chance to talk about team goals for this season and maybe what you want to try to get accomplished this year?
Typically, we sit down as a team after our first scrimmage and try and figure that out, but we always have things in mind that we want to do. We want to get back into the regional tournament. Winning the district championship is always, always going to be a priority for us. And then we also have Class A. We want to get, you know, we want to get to the Class A finals and have a chance to win that. Because if you get to the championship game for both Class A and the district championship, anything can happen. So as a coach, that's going to be my goal, and we'll have to sit down with our team and our players to figure out what they feel like we can accomplish. But that's kind of where I'm leaning, and I feel like this team has a lot of potential. But, you know, you got to put in the work. So we got to figure out if we're going to be willing to work hard enough to reach those goals.
Well, one of my questions was going to be, how much do you guys look forward to that All-A Classic? And to me, one of the things the All-A Classic has done, it almost shortens the basketball season in a sense, because you have that tournament to look forward to in January, and then you have the end of the year tournament later on. So it almost feels like it makes the season shorter somehow.
It does, and that's a good point. But I love the Class A tournament. It's two chances at a postseason. Now, last year, I was a little bit apprehensive because I didn't feel like we would be playing our best basketball at that time, and we weren't. So I was right about that. But this is a different season, and we're not. You know, we've got more kids on the team that have been. We've been counting on, that already know our system. So hopefully we'll be able to peak a little bit earlier. And because you really want to, Class A is just such an awesome opportunity to get extra games in. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough to win the region and get to go play, now it's in Owensboro. It's just such an awesome atmosphere to be able to play in. So I want that for these girls. We have a tall task because we also have, you know, we've got Crittenden. We also have Lyon County. I didn't mention them earlier, but they're right there in the top that can beat anybody in the region at any time, depending on the night, because they've got really solid athletes on their team. And so Crittenden and Lyon are probably at the top in rankings to start the season to win the Class A region. But like I said, they're in the same side of the bracket, in the Class A bracket. I don't know if you looked at that. So, you know, anything can happen if we can get to that championship game.
We're talking this morning with Lady Tiger basketball head coach Melissa Thomas. We need to get to a break here on the show, but we'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report right after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Bollinger Real Estate and Auction has made it their mission to build strong relationships in Caldwell County. Whether it's a property valuation or time to sell, allow the Bollinger team to help you.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note, all in about 20 minutes, without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY, talking this morning with Lady Tiger basketball head coach Melissa Thomas. And
Melissa, if we look at the 2025-26 schedule for you guys, there's no mm-hmm. West Kentucky Hoops Classic this season. So what are you guys going to be doing around the holidays to kind of make up for that?
So we are going after Christmas to the Logan County Holiday Hoop Fest. And, you know, that tournament has some really talented teams in it. McCracken's going to be in there. We're going to open up with Springfield, Tennessee. I don't know anything about Springfield, Tennessee yet, but it's just good to go to tournaments that you're going to see different teams outside the region, teams that you're not used to seeing before. There's another Clarksville Northeast is in that tournament, Odom County, Bullitt Central, Carlisle County. So it should be interesting. You know, it's just important that you just play over Christmas break because you don't want to have any kind of a lag or any kind of a – you don't want to have any setbacks over Christmas break. So we're going to Logan County. I'm looking forward to that.
Of course, the biggest thing about having the West Kentucky Hoops Classic was it was two more home games for you over the holidays.
Yeah, in the future, we'll look at least on the girls' side, of having some type of tournament. It won't be as big and extravagant as the Hoop Fest, but something that a little bit more manageable for us. And so look for that in the future. We didn't really have time to get that together for this upcoming season, but in the future, I'd like to put something together like that.
Yeah, I kind of like those tournaments where you play a little round robin one day and then mm-hmm. you kind of match the teams up the next day based on where they finished pool play up.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing for us to do and maybe, you know, stay a little bit more local and then that way we can have a good crowd, a good atmosphere. And so I look forward to looking into how we can make that happen for next year.
Now, Meet the Tigers is coming up Tuesday. What's kind of on tap for that?
So you're going to meet the team. We're going to do some scrimmages, games, fun times. It's just a community event is what we'd like to see happen with that. It's low stress on the kids. It's a fun time. It's a way to introduce our players. It's a way really to reward them going into the season and just say, look, you know, you put the time in. We're getting ready to start our season. Let's get the community behind these kids.
When you look at basketball these days on the high school level, I always like to ask coaches, you know, what's the state of the game right now, and where do you see high school basketball in Kentucky right now?
Well, the numbers are down. I'll tell you that on the girls' side. Our high school boys' team has plenty of kids, but girls' high school basketball the numbers are really down, not just in this community, but across this region and really across the state. I think the athletes have so many options now for other sports. You know, we're competing with girls wrestling. We're competing with the sports that play year-round, such as soccer, who does indoor soccer, and your softball players who are practicing in these indoor facilities through the winter. And then you've got the volleyball, travel volleyball that happens. And then it's also happening at our younger levels, you know. We've got our youth volleyball going on at the same time as our basketball and our girls wrestling. So we're really competing for kids in the third, fourth, and fifth grade, which is really causing an impact on our numbers when those kids get to high school. So the numbers are down, but the quality really isn't right now. I think when you have generational players like Caitlin Clark leading the way and getting everyone interested in women's basketball, I think that's helping a little bit. So that's exciting to see. It's exciting to see the WNBA really coming along strong and really making people interested in watching women's sports on that level. It's going to trickle down to us. So that's exciting.
Yeah, that was my next question. Is Caitlin Clark and all the excitement there going to trickle down to youth sports and high school basketball and get more kids involved in basketball again?
You know, when you see young boys wearing Caitlin Clark jerseys, and my son he's wearing Asia Wilson shoes right now by Nike. And I love it. I love that what Caitlin Clark is bringing attention to is all the other outstandingly talented female basketball players like Sabrina Ionescu, and there's so many really good female athletes, female basketball players in the WNBA right now. Caitlin Clark is one of them. But she gets a lot of media attention, and it points people in that direction. And people just like to watch her play. She's flashy. She can make 30-footers. That's exciting. We can't dunk. Women can't dunk. There are a few out there that can, but we're not doing 360 windmills. So we got to do other things like shoot the ball from half court to get others' attention.
You know, at one time, that was almost a foregone conclusion that during the winter months, your athletes were going to be playing basketball.
Yeah, those times have changed. We've had a culture shift, and we're not the only sport anymore that girls can play and be successful at. So there's a competition out there for athletes, and we're a small school, so we've got to compete for kids. We've got to share kids, first of all. And I think our high school coaches do an exceptional job of influencing kids to play other sports. You know, I know we've got our new softball coach, Hannah Colbert, has worked hard to really talk about her players playing other sports. I know that Emily Meeks, the volleyball coach, she really has been helpful in trying to get the volleyball players to also play basketball. And we've had to have more multi-sport athletes. We don't have enough multi-sport athletes right now.
Since the last time we spoke, the KHSAA has approved a shot clock. What's kind of your opinion on that? And, you know, we've got a couple of years to get ready for it, but what are your thoughts on the shot clock at the high school level?
I think it's a natural progression. It's probably time for it. Now, I don't think it'll really have a huge impact on the game. It's not going to really affect the good teams very much at all. And the teams that aren't great, your mid-level to lower-level teams, they can't hold the ball for 30 seconds anyway, so it's not going to matter. I think it's going to impact the game in the second region less than people think that it will. Where it's going to affect maybe first region, especially on the boys' side where they like to play at a slower pace, I think it might affect them. It might speed them up a little bit. It definitely changes your strategy from a coaching standpoint. I like a shot clock, you know, and maybe because I played college basketball with the shot clock. It's just a whole, like, it's a whole different mindset when it comes to coaching, because you know you're coaching for that 35-second period on offense. Hopefully. And so I don't mind it. I think it's going to be, it's a natural progression. I think it's needed, but I just don't feel like it's going to impact the game the way some of the people making this decision feels.
Yeah. As a player, when you were in college, did you have to prepare yourself for that? Or was it just, hey, the shot clock's running down, somebody put up a shot already?
Well, when I was in college, we played fast. If that shot clock was never really an issue, where it comes down is at the end of the game when you're trying to hold the ball and you have a lead. That's the only time we ever even noticed the shot clock, to be honest with you. Because when I was at Memphis, we pressed, we ran the floor, we ran the break. We wanted to score as fast as we could. So it was very rare that we ever held the ball. But again, at the end of games, and you know, we changed our free throw rule to where there's no bonus.
Right.
So without the bonus, I appreciate a shot clock because you want to have a chance to get the ball back if you're behind. And I think that's going to make it better since we don't have a chance to foul and put somebody on the line for a bonus.
You know, I didn't think I would like the new foul rule, but after going through it and seeing it in action, I think it does make the game, it makes it flow a little better, and I think it makes things easier on the referees, too.
It does, and it really does, and it's, I'm not a fan of it because I'm just, nobody likes change, and I guess I'm one of those. I would rather have the bonus simply because, like I said, at the end of games, you want to have a chance to put pressure on the other team and have them make free throws. And I think that, not having the bonus 1-1 at the end of games is just—it makes it less interesting, I guess.
Well,
but it does make the game flow because I'm less likely as a coach if we got an eight, you know, if we're down eight or six, and I know I'm putting that kid on the line for two free throws and not just one, I'm less likely to foul.
Well, as an old fogey, I would kind of like for us to go back to calling fouls and travels and double dribbles, but that's a show for a different time.
Yes. Well, the game's changed. It's evolved. We're allowing so much more than we should. I'm with you on that. But they call, honestly, they call more at the high school level than they do any other level. Even college, if you've watched much college basketball so far, they're letting a lot of stuff go. It's like every year they let more and more go, especially in terms of travel calls and things like that. I think they call high school basketball tighter than any other level. So,
well, we're about to get the season started. It's not that far away, and you guys have the big scrimmage coming up Saturday down at Crittenden County. Melissa, good luck down there at Crittenden.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just want to invite the community out to meet the Tigers and then support these kids this season. We have a lot of doubleheaders, so you're gonna get an opportunity to see both the boys and girls play on the same night throughout the season. So come on out, get your season ticket, season pass. We don't have a whole lot going on in this community, so supporting our sports teams is important. And I thought we had really good support during this football season, and so I hope that carries over into basketball this year.
All right. Thanks, Melissa.
All right. Appreciate it, Todd.
Melissa Thomas, Kaawa County Lady Tiger basketball head coach. Again, the Lady Tigers will scrimmage at Crittenden County this Saturday starting at 10 a.m. We need to get to a break. More on the Sideline Report after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hello, this is Terry Martin with H&R AgriPile. When getting the job done right is job one, you need equipment that's built to deliver. That's why H&R AgriPile in Hopkinsville, Kentucky is proud to announce that we now carry Kubota hay tools, M7 tractors, and construction equipment. From balers to the Pyfer M7 series and even the world's number one selling compact excavator, Kubota has the tools to tackle every job with strength, comfort, and reliability. Come and see us today at H&R AgriPile, your new Kubota hay tools, M7, and construction equipment dealer right here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
WPKY Princeton.
Fredonia Valley Bank, thriving within our community since 1894. Its roots run as deep as the valley itself. Much has evolved since 1894, but Fredonia Valley Bank's dedication to being your hometown financial institution remains unwavering. In this era of financial unpredictability, you can rely on Fredonia Valley Bank's impressive years of exceptional service. Place your trust in them as they are prepared to care for your needs. Fredonia Valley Bank, local people, local decisions, and local commitment, your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks again this morning to longtime Kentucky sports writer Larry Vaught for being on the show. I also appreciate Kaawa County girls basketball head coach Melissa Thomas coming on this morning and talking with us here on the Sideline Report. That's going to wrap us up for this Thursday morning. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Again, thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.